During the second set of debates between Democratic presidential candidates, climate change, health care, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump were some of the big issues for former Vice President Joe Biden, and with him being a major target for his rivals.
It was a much feistier night of debate in Detroit, with the current frontrunner, Joe Biden, facing multiple attacks from his rivals on health care, climate change, and criminal justice. But Biden also clashed over immigration with former Obama cabinet secretary Julian Castro. Castro wants to decriminalize migrant border crossings.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
First of all, Mr. Vice President, it looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past and one of us hasn't.
But when they were not attacking each other, the Democrats were eager to turn their fire on President Trump. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Associated Press has tallied 114 Democrats and one independent, publicly backing an impeachment inquiry. It's a spike after the testimony of former special counsel Robert Mueller. But still, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is unlikely to move unless she sees a groundswell of support. Those 115 lawmakers are far short of the majority of 218 that's needed for most legislation. Outside groups are trying to pressure the House Speaker, who says they're still working to collect evidence. The group Stand Up America says they'll make sure, during the August recess, every member of Congress will hear constituents calling for impeachment. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The son and heir of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is presumed dead, apparently killed in a U.S.-supported operation, according to